We continue our learning of Ilinishmas, Davi ben Menachem, and Chan Yaakov, and Pinchas Aleya, wearing Ksuvos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'edim Sha'amu, we have witnesses who come to confirm a document. What is confirming a document? What we call Kiyum Staros. Zedin Rabbanu. You have a document, the two Edim sign. So the halach is Midir Rabbanu, we need to verify those signatures. How do we do that? Either the Edim themselves come in and testify, yes, indeed, those are our signatures, or we have other documents that have been verified that have these signatures, and we compare them with this document, or we have other Edim who come in and testify, say, oh, we recognize those signatures. They're the signatures of so-and-so. So in our case, the Edim are coming into court and they're testifying that indeed these are our signatures, but they come then and they come and qualify that statement by saying that they didn't have the right to sign at that time. They were psule edus at that time, and therefore they are basically testifying to us saying, that, yeah, these are our signatures, but the document is not kosher because when we signed, we didn't have the right to sign. These are our signatures. We were under duress when we signed. And the Baratunur is quick to point out, based on the Gemara, Ones Nefasho Shema Yahargenu, meaning they are testifying that we were under duress because someone threatened our lives if we don't sign the star. Aval Ones Mamon Shema Yikach Mamono, but if it was a monetary issue, meaning they threatened we're going to steal money from you if you don't sign this document. The Kol Shekene Mamon Bishil Rov Mamon Shena Salon, or if they say, oh, this guy says, if you don't sign, I'm not going to give you this large sum of money, meaning he bribed us to sign. They're not going to be believed to qualify their statement and say, yes, these are our signatures, but we were under duress. We don't believe that. There's a rule, a person cannot make himself into a Russia. Why? A person is considered his relative. The same way you can't testify for a relative, you can't testify for yourself to make yourself into a Russia. So a person's not Neman Alatzmo. There is a halacha, though, that if I admit to owing money, that's okay. That's what we call hadas baldin kimea edim dummy. Then you're considered like 100 witnesses just admitting that you owe money. But in this case, to now make yourself into a Russia, that you're not believed to do. So here, if they say ksavya, then who said these are our signatures, which sounds like they're verifying the document and the document should be good. And then they quickly, and the mefarshim point out, besoch kedei dibur, right away within a few seconds, the amount of time it takes to say shalom alecha Rebbe, they switch and they say, or they qualify and say, but by the way, we were anusim, we were under duress, and as we explained, our lives were threatened. Ketana, where they would be permitted to sign in order to save their lives, or ketanim, you know what, we signed when we were ketanim, we signed when we were under bar mitzvah, or psule edus hayinu, or we were disqualified, but not disqualified as we're a Russia amagana, because then we don't believe you, but disqualified because we were, let's say, a relative to one of the parties in the document. Hare elu nemanu, they will be believed, and therefore the document will not be good. The document will be disqualified based on their qualification of their signing this shtar. Why is that so? Because this is a classic example of Pesha Asar or Pesha Hitir. Or maybe it's the opposite. Pesha Hitir or Pesha Asar. It's the same mouth that gives us the information that these are their signatures that made the document kosher. Then that tells us, no, but the document's not kosher. I'm qualifying my statement. But in Yesh Eidim Shuksav Yadam, Oshayak Sav Yadam Yotzei Mimakom Acher, Eino Neman. But if the information that we have prior to this is not through their testimony, but rather we have other who testify that these are signatures of these two people who we know. Or we have Yotzi Mimakam Acher, we have another document which helps verify these signatures, and then these Edim say, yeah, that may be true, but we were Anusim, or Psule Edus, or Ktanim, then Eino Nehmanim, they're not going to be believed because they don't have the Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir in such a case. Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Zeh Omer Zeksav Yodiv, Zeksav Yodo Shel Chavim. So one of the witnesses who signed the document testifies that the signature on the note are his and that of the other witness who signed. So here we're verifying the signatures. And the other one does the same. Here we have two witnesses, therefore, attesting to the star, to the validity of each of the signatures in the star, and therefore we verify the signatures. This is a classic example of Kiyum Staros. Hare Elu Ne'emanim. They are believed, and the Baratunur points out, Ha'ika Trei Sade Al Kol Ksav Uksav. I have two Edim on each signature. What about Ze Omer Ksav, Ze Ksav Yodi, Vize Omer Ze Ksav Yodi? What about each one is testifying qualifying only on his signature, but not on the other person's signature. So we only have one aid on each signature. Tzrichim litzareif imahen acher. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says they have to add another witness who can testify on each of the signatures in order to give to verify this document. V'chachamim omrim. The Chachamim say that there's no need for it to have another person come in. If each person testifies on his own signature, that is sufficient. What's the basis of this machlokas? So the Gemara says this is the basis of the machlokas. Rebbe holds al ksav yodam heim me'idim. When edim come in to verify a star, to authenticate these signatures, kiyum staros, what they're coming to do is coming to testify on their signatures itself. Not about what's written in the star, but on the signatures. If that's the case, if that's what their edus is about, you need two edim on each signature. Because that's what we need. Everything needs two edim. V'chachamim omrim, no, and the chachamim, however, hold, no, not al ksav yadam heim edim. When edim come in to verify a shtar, they're not really coming to testify on their signatures themselves, but almana shebishtar heminim. They're really coming to testify about the 100 zuz, or just an example, that's written in the shtar. Meaning edim who come to be mekayim a shtar, and they testify on their signatures, is not about the signatures. It's about the tochen of the shtar. What's in the shtar? And the topic of the subject of the shtar. So if you have each aid testifying at his own personal signature, that in effect is having two edim on the topic of the shtar. And therefore, if the subject of the shtar now has two edim that verify it, so that's okay. And that's the logic of the Chachamim. The Yushalmi holds that if the witnesses say, let's say you have a case where, let's say they are, we're talking about our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, oh, Zek Sav Yadi. Let's say the following. And this is the Chachamim's opinion, who say a person's believed to say this is my signature. That's true about his own signature without verifying the signature of someone else. So Yishami says if the witnesses remember what happened, the transaction, without looking at the document at all, then even Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi will hold that testimony is okay because they're testifying about the transaction and that's acceptable. Even there, he would agree with Manesha Bishtar Hemi'idim. And let's say they completely forgot what happened in the transaction. So even the Chachamim would agree that the testimony is on the signatures and that we have a problem and we need one other person to come. So the Yushami limits the Machlokas in the Mishnah to the following case. If the witnesses are able to remind themselves of the transaction by looking at the document, that's where they argue. That's where the Chachamim say that's sufficient. And then Rebbe says, no, if they don't remember this transaction without looking at the note, so then Rebbe would say, then no, you need a witness, an extra witness to testify for each of the other signatures, even though we had a testimony on each signature individually.